With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel's prime minister says he opposes Palestinian statehood after the Hamas war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Even though Prime Minister Netanyahu has told the U.S. he rejects a future Palestinian state, the White House remains committed to a two-state solution.
We're not going to stop working towards that goal. This is not a new comment by Prime Minister Netanyahu. We obviously see it differently.
In the meantime, the National Security Council's John Kirby says the U.S. continues to support Israel's war against Hamas, even as it calls for a scaled-down attack to prevent civilian casualties. Greg Clugston reporting.
A near total breakdown in policing protocols hindered the response to the 2022 school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that left 21 people dead. At a news conference, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the biggest failure was not identifying the gunman as an active shooter and taking immediate steps to stop him.
Had the law enforcement agencies followed generally accepted practices in an active shooter situation and gone right after the shooter to stop him, lives would have been saved and people would have survived.
Children at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, waited desperately for over an hour before police stormed a classroom to take the gunman down. President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue, but acknowledges the American and British bombardment hasn't stopped the terrorist attacks on vessels in the Red Sea that have bedeviled global shipping. Mr. Biden said the U.S. would continue the strikes. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 201 points. The Nasdaq rose 200, with the S&P 500 advancing 41. This is SRN News. Global Christian Relief has unveiled the first-ever searchable database of violent persecution against individuals because of their religion.
Many places around the world, people are facing violence, great discrimination and oppression to be able to practice their faith.
GCR President David Curry says the database is designed to draw attention to what has become a worldwide crisis.
I hope it's going to draw a whole bunch of people into this discussion to help solve this problem that we're facing, because it's really a fundamental human right. You don't have the right to study and believe, practice your own faith. You're not really free, because it is the first and most fundamental right.
Anyone can view the violence database at globalchristianrelief.org. It allows tracking of reports by date, country, religion, and perpetrator. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has finalized approval to keep California's last operating nuclear power plant running.
The $1.1 billion funding is a financial backbone to keep the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant producing electricity until at least 2030. An earlier agreement to close the reactors by 2025 was voided by legislature in 2022 at the urging of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom says the power is needed to ward off blackouts. Environmentalists argue California has adequate power without the four-decade-old reactors that they call a safety risk. John Scott reporting.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company called California Forever, backed by Silicon Valley billionaires, is taking the pitch to voters. They snatched up almost $800 million in farmland east of San Francisco. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.